We'll see clouds again today, maybe a passing shower. Tomorrow should be dry, but then rain is expected again tomorrow night and Saturday, as it looks right now. We'll warm into the 70s for the weekend. Sunday looks like it might be sunny. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,300 new confirmed COVID-19 cases and 30 deaths yesterday. It also noted a drop in the 7-day positivity rate to 3.7%. That's the first time that indicator of virus transmission has dipped below 4% since the end of July. Iowa reported 400 new cases and 12 deaths yesterday, a positivity rate of 9.6%. Locally, Scott County, 9 new cases, another death. Rock Island County, 15 new cases. Scott County's positivity rate, 6.2% right now. That's the 14-day average. And Rock Island County's 8.1%. Cedar Falls has approved a mask mandate. Cedar Falls joins Dubuque, Muscatine, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Ames, Decorah, Des Moines, Mount Vernon, and Waterloo in requiring that people wear them in public places where physical distancing is not possible. Enforcement of the rules vary, but are primarily focused on education, with police in some communities instructed to hand out masks to those not wearing them. Governor Kim Reynolds has declined to approve a statewide mask order because she said it would be impossible to enforce. And the governor has told local jurisdictions that because she hasn't issued an order, they don't have authority to enforce theirs. Bradley University in Peoria is requiring its entire student body to quarantine for 2 weeks because of a COVID-19 outbreak, and it's reverting to remote learning. Officials of the university said Tuesday that they have linked COVID-19's spike to off-campus gatherings. The Riverbend Food Bank continues to provide record numbers of meals to people in northwestern Illinois and eastern Iowa. Michelle O'Neill has this report.
President and CEO Mike Miller says the pandemic arrived more than 10 years after the Great Recession, and it hit just as the food bank was ready to announce that food insecurity had dropped below pre-recession levels of 2008.
The food bank set new monthly distribution records in April, May, June, and July, averaging over 2 million meals per month and a new record of 2.3 million meals in July. So we are almost keeping up with the increased need in spite of significant obstacles.
Supply chains have also been seriously interrupted.
We're maintaining inventory levels even above what we did a year ago because we got ahead of the game and purchased food orders early on to make sure that didn't happen. So I think we're okay. But that, of course, is dependent upon continued response. But financial support is still the most important way people can help.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Tom Kilbride wants to continue serving on the Illinois Supreme Court. As Herb Trix reports, the justice from Rock Island has officially launched his campaign for retention ahead of the vote in November by residents of Illinois' 3rd Judicial District.
He was first elected to the court as a Democrat in 2000 and won a nonpartisan retention vote in 2010. And while serving as Chief Justice from 2010 to 2013, Kilbride focused on making Illinois courts more accessible.
To bring cameras into the courtroom, to bring digital technology, to begin the initial steps of trying to get to e-filing in our courtrooms, and the Access to Justice Commission that opens the door of the courthouse for everyone, regardless of their economic status.
Illinois' 3rd Judicial District includes 21 counties from the Quad Cities and Macomb across the state to Kankakee and Watseka. And for retention, he must receive at least 60% of the vote. I'm Herb Trix.
Enrollment at University of Illinois System's 3 campuses now exceeds 90,000 students. That's a new record high for the system. And it marks 8 straight years of enrollment increases. Lee Gaines has more.
The enrollment gains come as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. Enrollment at the Urbana campus increased by roughly 2%, rising from about 51,000 students last year to more than 52,000 students this fall. The Chicago campus saw a modest increase of about 100 students compared to last year. The Springfield campus, however, saw a 3% decline in enrollment this year. System-wide, the largest gains came in graduate student enrollment, which increased by almost 5%. 5%, while undergraduate enrollment remained about the same. The U of I system also saw increases in the number of minority students, with nearly 5% more Latinx undergrads and about 1% more Black undergraduates enrolled this fall. I'm Lee Gaines.
Northern Illinois University is also reporting an increase in enrollment, its first in more than a decade. NIU officials say fall enrollment is up to 16,769. Cubs lost to the Reds 3-0. They'll play in Chicago again tonight. Then the Cubs head to Milwaukee for the weekend. Cards were off yesterday. They play the Tigers in a twilight doubleheader this afternoon and this evening. In St. Louis, before hosting Cincinnati this weekend, the White Sox beat the Pirates 8-1. Sox are off today before hosting the Tigers this weekend. I'm Jay Pierce.